Well, Father, we come to you right now, Lord, and thank you for, Lord, your message and song. Lord, that is our cry of our hearts. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Help us. Lord, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your word, living and active, how you speak through it, how it's more like a phone than a book, how we hear your voice through your word. Lord, we ask that you'd speak to us right now through your word, Lord. Thank you for your message that you have for us this morning. Lord, get me out of the way and let us hear from you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the new year is quickly approaching 2015. And in 2015, it's time to sing. In 2015, it's time to sing. Maybe you're going to sound like Chris before this year is out. I don't know about that. But it's time to sing in 2015. Do you ever sing because you're happy? Is the line in His Eye Is on a Sparrow, is that ever true of you? I sing because I'm happy. You ever just sing because you're happy? Anybody? Maybe some of us. Maybe not everybody. But there's something about it. There's something about the joy of the heart. When joy is overflowing in the heart, there's something about it. Somehow, a lot of times song comes out. A lot of times we express it through song. And we tend to sing a song if we're happy. Oftentimes, I love to hear my kids singing around the house. It's not always about Jesus or anything like that. But just singing. Just something. And a lot of times, I'll notice that, and I might hear a couple of them singing at the same time, and if I'm not in the middle of something, and if it's not a distraction, then I can kind of ponder for a minute and say, you know, that's great. That's great that they're just singing, you know. There's some joy there. There's some kind of happiness there to sing like that. Well, we have something to sing about. Of all people, we're the only people, believers in Christ Jesus, followers of Jesus Christ, we're the only ones that can truly sing. And God has given us something to sing about. And so may it be said of you, may you say with me today, I will sing in 2015 because... And let's look at some of the reasons God gives us in Psalm 30. Let's look at Psalm 30 together. Let's just look at a few, just a few. There's so many. It's endless why we can sing. The reasons the Lord gives us to sing is endless. But let's look at a few that I noticed here in Psalm 30. And if you're new at this, there should be a Bible next to you in the chair. Just open it up to the middle of the Bible and turn back a little bit. And you'll see Psalm spelled with a P. P-S-A-L-M. Look at Psalm 30. And this is a psalm of praise. You see the title there, a psalm, a song for the dedication of the temple of David. Indicating that it was written by David, of David. Indicating the author, but let's look at Psalm 30 together. And as we read this, you listen and you see, ask yourself, before we read it, ask yourself right now, what reasons, Lord, what reasons are you giving me that I should sing to you, that I have to sing to you? Let's look at it together. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. There's some reasons there to sing that God gives us to sing to the Lord, to sing to Him. So let's look at a few of them, and maybe you can say this morning. I will sing in 2015 because you have saved me. You can say that to the Lord this morning. Let's say that together. Let me say it one more time so you get it. I will sing in 2015 because you have saved me. If that's true of you this morning, let's say that together. I will sing in 2015 because you have saved me. Look at the first three verses. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths. I'll exalt you, Lord. I'll praise you because you've lifted me out of the depths. That's a great way to describe just human pain and suffering and turmoil. You ever been in the depths? Some of us, you know, you've heard it said before, you're either in a storm right now, and let's just replace it with depths. You're either in the depths right now, or you're headed to the depths, or you're just coming out of the depths. But some of us here this morning might feel like you're there right now. You're in the depths right now. Well, there's good news. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths. You see, He's the one who does what you cannot do for yourself. You can't pull yourself up out of the depths. He's the one who lifts you up. You see, He's a Savior. He's a Deliverer. And He can do it. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. We all have, as believers, we all have the three big enemies, the world, the teaching of the world all around it and its influences all around it. Unbelievers all around us and their influences. We all have the enemies of the world. Our own flesh. You're your own worst enemy. That flesh. Your evil desires within you. The flesh. We're our own worst enemy. We have these enemies. The world. Our own flesh that we have to battle with. Day by day, the battle against the Spirit of God who is in you if you're a believer, and your own flesh, the world, the flesh, and the devil. We have a true and a real enemy who's all around us, who disguises himself as an angel of light, and he's got his whole demonic host with him. A third of the angels fell, and they're his angels. He's the prince of the angels, the fallen angels, the demons. We've got that whole realm, those enemies. And so, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. You see, you can't handle all those enemies I just mentioned, but He can. See, He does what you can't do. That's why He's a Savior. He's a Deliverer. And so you can exalt Him because He won't let your enemies gloat over you. Verse 2, O Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Has that ever happened to anybody before? You ever called to Him for help? Maybe there was a sickness, maybe there was an illness. You ever seen Him heal? You ever seen Him heal? Maybe He's healed you before. Some of us have damaged emotions, and maybe He's healed you in that way. He has the power to heal you from anything. Can do it. Oh Lord God, I called you for help and you healed me. Verse 3, oh Lord, you brought me up from the grave. He has the power to save you from death and hell, to allow you to live forever. You can't ever save yourself. You could never make sure. It's all up to Him. You don't know when your last heartbeat is. That's in His hands. He knows the number of your days before one of them came to be. He knows when your last heartbeat is going to be. He knows what's going to happen after that. And He is the only one that can save you. You can't be good enough. You can't do good enough. You can't add anything to what He's already done for you to save you from your sins and save you from the pit and hell. He's already done everything necessary, and you just turn from yourself and sin. You believe and you receive Him and you receive His gift. It's something you can't do. You need a Savior, a Deliverer. He brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. So I will sing in 2015 because you have saved me. Look at all these ways He saves us. He's a Savior. He's a Deliverer. What does a Savior and a Deliverer do? A Savior and a Deliverer does what you cannot do for yourself. And He does that. He's a Savior from your enemies. He's the Savior He's your healer. He saves you in that way. He saves you from the pit. He saves you from the penalty for your sin, death and hell. He's a Savior. As it was mentioned, as the shepherd said, as the angel said to the shepherd, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, a Savior, a Deliverer. Someone has come to do what you could never do for yourself. It's just like we see it in so many areas of life. It's just like if Christian and I were in the kitchen together and there was something that he needed on the top shelf in the cabinet. That's something he can't do for himself. And I'm standing right next to him. And so he says, Dad, could you get that for me on the top shelf? Well, what happens? In that moment, I'm a Savior. I'm a Deliverer. I do something for him that he cannot do for himself. And so, sure, son, I'll get it for you. And I give it to him. It's just like your car was a deliverer for you today. Maybe you needed to get to the church this morning. By the time you got ready, you needed to be here in 15 minutes. You could never do that for yourself. You could never do that by yourself. And so your car was your deliverer to get here to church in 15 minutes. It was your Savior, your Deliverer, to get you here in 15 minutes. I will sing in 2015 because you have saved me. And you have a Savior and a Deliverer who saves you and delivers you not only from sin and its penalty, death and hell, but from anything and everything else. Whatever you need, He's there. Whatever you can't do, anytime you're humble and you come to Him and you say, Lord, I need you. I need your wisdom. I need your help here. I need this. He's your Savior, your Deliverer continuously. I will sing in 2015 because you have saved me. Not only will I sing because you've saved me, but I will sing. Listen to this so you can say it too. I will sing in 2015 because your favor lasts a lifetime. Let's see if you can say that with me. I will sing in 2015 because your favor lasts a lifetime. Look at verses 4 through 7. Sing to the Lord, you saints of His. Praise His holy name, for His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. I will sing in 2015, not only because you've saved me, but because your favor lasts a lifetime. God's favor lasts a lifetime. The call here in verse 4 to us, His saints, that's just His people. You're a saint. Sometimes we get a wrong idea of saint and we think, you know, oh, that's in the Catholic Church, that's the holiest people or, you know, whatever, that have died at this time. And a saint is somebody who's given their life to Christ. It's His people, somebody who He has saved. And so the word here is, sing to the Lord, you saints of His. Praise His holy name, for His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. His favor lasts a lifetime. You see, He gives you His grace and His favor continuously. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved. And the word grace means God's free. You don't earn it. It's absolutely free. You don't pay for it. His grace and His favor is free. It's unearned. It's undeserved. We sure don't deserve it. The Bible says there are none righteous, no, not one. The Bible's clear. We deserve death and hell. That's what we all deserve if we got what we deserve. His grace and His favor is free, unearned, undeserved, favor, love, and mercy poured out upon you continuously like a waterfall. That's His favor. His favor lasts a lifetime. His favor is always after you. He is giving you His favor and His grace. And it's kind of like when Joan and Lance had the youth over to our house during the Christmas party, a couple of the different guys, we have a dartboard, a magnetic dartboard in the den, and a couple of the guys I got to play, and they'd say, "Let's play some darts." And so we'd play some darts, and we'd play. And His favor lasting a lifetime is kind of like this. It's like, let's say you were playing darts with somebody, and I was playing with one of these guys, and let's say, you know, you get three shots, and let's say we already know the outcome. It's a game. We're looking back. It's a game that I won. Well, the outcome is good. The outcome is glorious. I know I won. But you know what? I might have had a shot that hit the wall. The first one I threw, it might have hit, you know, kind of off the board a little bit. The second one I threw, it might have hit the wall. Nothing's looking good so far. You see, for His anger lasts only a moment. Nothing's looking good so far, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night. Nothing's looking good so far. There's some weeping. But rejoicing comes in the morning. You see, His favor lasts a lifetime. But then on that third shot, you only get three. On the third one, I hit the 100. And, whoa! Well, I won. Well, I won. What happened? Well, yeah, you know, there was some bad stuff along the way. But the overall picture is I won and I killed whoever it was next to me because I got 100. They're not even going to come close to that. And, you know, the truth is with you, every time you play the dark game of life, Jesus gets the last shot. And His score is always added to yours. He gets 100 every time. And He credits that to you. By your faith in Him, you get 100 every time. And so for you, if you're a believer here today, the end is glorious. His favor lasts a lifetime. You might have some bad shots. You might have some sin. You might have some mess ups. You might have some pain and some heartache. But you need to look at the overall picture. The end is glorious. And it's already settled. And it's already won. And He's won it for you if your faith is in Christ. I like what Max Lucado wrote. Truth will triumph. Imagine that you are an ice skater in a competition. You are in first place with one more round to go. If you perform well, the trophy is yours. You are nervous, anxious, and frightened. Then, only minutes before your performance, your trainer rushes to you with the thrilling news. You've already won. The judges tabulated the scores, and the person in second place can't catch you. You are too far ahead. Upon hearing that news, how will you feel? Exhilarated. And how will you skate? Timidly? Cautiously? Of course not. How about courageously and confidently? You bet you will. You will do your best because the prize is yours. You will skate like a champion because that is what you are. You will hear the applause of victory. The point is clear. The truth will triumph. The Father of truth will win, and the followers of truth will be saved. If you're a follower of Christ, you win. The end is glorious. His favor lasts a lifetime. Yeah, there's bumps in the road, but let's look at the big picture. The end is glorious, and He will work all things together for good for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. All things, even your mess ups, He's going to work it all out together for good. When you look at a tapestry, it might be beautiful on one side, but you look at that other side and you don't understand it. You know, here in this life, on this side, we might not understand how all these things, all this pain, all this sorrow, how's all this going to work together for good? How's it all glorious in the end? But see, He knows what He's doing. He sees the work. He sees the beauty on the other side. So we can sing in 2015 because He saved you. You can say, "I'll sing in 2015 because You saved me." I'll sing in 2015 because Your favor lasts a lifetime. And finally, I'll sing in 2015 because when I call for mercy and help, You give me something to sing about. Now, that's kind of a long one. This is all you have to say. I'll say it once and then you say, when I call for mercy and help, You give me something to sing about. Let's say that together. When I call for mercy and help, You give me something to sing about. That's what we see in verses 8 through 12. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. He's calling to the Lord. He's praying to the Lord. He's calling for mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You're calling for mercy. To you, O Lord, I called. I called to the Lord. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction? In my going down into the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Look at verse 10. Hear, O Lord. See, I'm calling to you. Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. I'm calling for mercy again. Lord, hear and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. I'm calling for mercy and I'm calling for help. And then what happens? You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. When I call for mercy and help, you give me something to sing about. And you've experienced that. I just experienced it. I think it was yesterday. A Christian just recently got you might be familiar with, like a Razor scooter, but it's a Razor dirt bike. And so it has an electric battery. And we've tried to be so careful, because all the reviews and things like that we read, they said one of the main things that can happen is you can ruin the battery right off the bat. If you have to do everything a certain way or you'll ruin the battery. Well, we've been so careful. I've read everything. We've been trying to preserve this battery. I called the company because I didn't feel like that. I felt like there were still a couple questions after the manual. Called the company. Listen. So we're trying to do everything right. Well, the other night, he's driving home, and you get this. There's a green light for full on the battery, and there's a yellow light for the battery's low. Well, we charged it up all night. I guess it was night before last. Yesterday morning, I was at the house and he was riding it, and Allison was kind of following in the car, and he was going to his grandmother's house, who lives not too far away. I got a call from Allison saying, the light's on yellow. It had just been charged all night and he just gets on it. The light's on yellow. So I start praying, and I pray, Lord, please. Lord, I know that with you, all things are possible. I know that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, it seems like we already did something wrong and this battery's shot. But I know if you can raise the dead, you can raise a dead battery. And so I'm praying like that, and I just kind of pray. Later on, you know, I get over to the house and he's just riding all around. I said, well, what happened? Is everything okay? Yeah, you know, maybe I was looking at it wrong in the sunlight or something. Pray, thank you, Jesus. He can do it. You think I was ready to sing? Yeah. I was ready to sing. Why? Because this is what happened yesterday morning. When I called for mercy, and I did, I always try to call out with mercy. I always try to say, Lord, have mercy on me. Because I sure don't deserve for you to fix this battery. I deserve death and hell. But you're so incredible with your grace. You know, Lord, would you fix? So always cry for mercy first. And that's what I did yesterday. I called to you. I called for mercy. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. And I called for help. Lord, I call for your mercy and help. And you give me something to sing about. And he gave me something to sing about. Well, that's how it works. That's a little thing. But that's how it works. You turn my mourning into dancing. You think when I discovered that full battery, I was ready to dance. I was. You remove my sackcloth. And you think about Isaiah chapter 6 and the seraphim came to Isaiah, who the prophet Isaiah had said, woe is me, I'm a sinful man. I live among a people of unclean lips. And the seraphim took a coal from the altar and touched his lips. And he, you know, remember what he said to him? Your guilt has been removed and your sin has been atoned for. Well, look at that like that. You remove my sackcloth. That's your shame, your guilt, your repentance. You remove my sackcloth. You remove my guilt and you clothe me with joy. That's what he does. That's what he does. When I call for mercy and help, you give me something to sing about. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for all that you do. And Lord, help us to sing to you in 2015. Lord, help us to sing. Lord, maybe there's somebody here today, Lord, that's not ready to sing, but Lord, they want to be. Lord, help any person today who is not sure that they have a reason to sing. If there's anyone here today who is not sure 100% that when they die, they will be with you in paradise. Oh, Lord, give them something to sing about today. Lord, help them right now to say, to be able to say, you have saved me. I'll sing because you've saved me. Help them right now to repent and to say, Lord, I know I need saving. I know I've sinned against you. I know the penalty is death and hell. But I know and I believe that you're the Son of God and you're God in the flesh. And I believe you paid for my sins on the cross. And I believe you're raised from the dead. And so I'm calling on you right now to save me. I'm saying, Jesus, I accept your gift of forgiveness and eternal life. I turn from my sin and myself. And I say, have mercy on me. Help me. Save me, Jesus. Come into my life. And Lord, I thank you that if somebody has sincerely prayed that, that they now have reason to sing, Lord. Because you've saved me. Lord, help us to sing because your favor lasts a lifetime. Lord, help us to live in your favor, just like a skater who knows they've already won, Lord, because we know the end is glorious and we know we have your favor for a lifetime. Help us to live singing, Lord. And help us, Lord, to continually, just like we did for our salvation, we called for mercy and help. And you saved us and you gave us something to sing about. Lord, now that we're saved, help all of us, Lord, to call for mercy and help in everything. A bike battery to anything else. Help us to call for mercy and help continually. And we thank you that you'll give us something to sing about. We love you and we praise you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Chris is going to lead us in a song. And if you called out to him to save you this morning, then make that known, make that public. Be a public follower of Jesus. Don't be a private follower and have to look back one day and say, you know, one time I was in this service and yeah, I prayed this little prayer and nobody ever knew it, just me and Jesus. If that happened to you this morning, if you made 100% sure that you're His and you gave your life to Him, when Chris leads us in this song, just stand up. God will give you the courage. He'll give you the strength. And you come and you share that. And we just want to rejoice with you. We want to pray with you. Maybe you need to pray about at the altar. About something, you're welcome to do that. You can pray at your seat. Maybe you're joining this church this morning. The Lord's leading you to do that. But whatever He's telling you to do, answer that question. Now that I've heard your word, Lord, now that I've heard this message, Lord, what now? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? As Chris leads us in this song, I encourage you to just quietly, maybe just for the first few words or so, just ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do after what I've just heard? Let Him reveal that to you.